Let's now look at words which describe what people do. In English, many of these words end in ER, for instance, an admirer, or OR, an actor, a doctor. In French, the majority of these become EUR endings. So, a dancer would be...
Un danseur.
Un danseur. And a director?
Un directeur.
Of course, un directeur. A footballer? Go on, guess. It's a global sport.
Un footballeur.
Precisely, un footballeur. So, how would you say, the spectators are going to admire the skiers' performance? Remember, that has to be the performance of the skiers in French. To admire and ski are both straightforward equivalents, and the French for performance is feminine. So, the spectators are going to admire the skiers' performance?
Les spectateurs vont admirer la performance des skieurs.
Oui, les spectateurs vont admirer la performance des skieurs. To sing is chanter, so a singer would be...
Un chanteur.
Un chanteur. To turn these words into the feminine, all you usually have to do is to change the EUR ending into EUSE, pronounced ERS. So how would you say Maria's a singer and Christine is a dancer? Note that when you're describing somebody's job, after être you do not need un or une, you say il est professeur, elle est journaliste. So Maria's a singer and Christine is a dancer?
Marie est chanteuse et Christine est danseuse.
Bien. Marie est chanteuse et Christine est danseuse. To buy is acheter, and a department store in French is un grand magasin. It sort of means a big shop. So try, Stéphanie is a buyer for a department store.
Stéphanie est acheteuse pour un grand magasin.
Yes, Stéphanie est acheteuse pour un grand magasin. Some nouns in French ending in T-E-U-R form their feminine with T-R-I-C-E, as in un acteur, but une actrice. So, if a director or a manager is un directeur, a manageress or a female manager would be...
Une directrice.
Exactly, une directrice. So, she wants to be manager of the association would be...
Elle veut être directrice de l'association.
Elle veut être directrice de l'association. Good. Now that women have jobs in all walks of life, new feminine forms are invented all the time to describe their roles. If you make a little mistake, don't worry, you'll still be understood. A lot of these job titles have an extra E compared with the English form, and you can put either un or une in front of them. So, a male dentist and a female dentist are...
Un dentiste, une dentiste.
Right, un dentiste, une dentiste. And for an artist, the two forms would be...
Un artiste, une artiste.
Bien, un artiste, une artiste. This is a good general rule for English words ending in IST. Try, it's better to be an optimist than a pessimist. For it is better, use il vaut mieux. Literally, it is worth more. And for than, you use que. And think of optimist and pessimist as descriptions of what you do. So, it's better to be an optimist than a pessimist?
Il vaut mieux être optimiste que pessimiste.
A good thing to say and a good thing to be. Il vaut mieux être optimiste que pessimiste. Both optimiste and pessimiste are spelt with an E at the end. And just like elle est chanteuse, you don't need to use un or une. Names of scientists ending in ologist in English change to ologue in French. So, from l'archéologie and la géologie, what would you say for a male archaeologist and geologist?
Un archéologue, un géologue.
Yes, an archéologue, un géologue. And in the feminine, une archéologue and une géologue. Now try this. She is due to see her cardiologist tomorrow. She is due to is the same as she has to, so the French is elle doit. And in this case, her doctor is a woman. So, she is due to see her cardiologist tomorrow.
Elle doit voir sa cardiologue demain.
Exact. Elle doit voir sa cardiologue demain. Quite a useful little transformation, although, malheureusement, the world is not perfect, and there are exceptions. A biologist is un or une biologiste. There are a few false friends, which look like a familiar word in the other language, but actually mean something else. One of them is un chimiste or une chimiste. I'll give you a clue. Celsius was one, and Alfred Nobel was. Yes, they were all chemical scientists and did not work in a pharmacy.